Tamam. Alo. Alo.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Were you able to hear me before?
We're able to do what?
Sorry?
No, I wasn't able to hear you before, no.
Okay, fine. I wanted to know, did we call into Maximus yesterday? Sorry, I just didn't have that noted if we called in or not. Or did we just
Yes,
speak?
and they said, well, I called
No,
Health
did
and
I
Human
call with
Services.
you to Maximus, or you called with them by
No,
yourself?
I called. I called because I called Health and Human Services. I got somebody, and they said the application is closed as of this January 20th, and I had to reapply. And my assessment, first assessment for Maximus, will be Tuesday.
Okay. Just a second, sorry. I do see you're being treatment here. There are some that were sent in from January and July of 21 and 23.
Yes,
I
they
guess
screwed up. We didn't do it. They did it. They
right,
said
I
as
didn't
of
see if
jazz.
it was every day. I mean, I don't know if you sent in usually from every day.
No, I sent them in three times or at least two. The
Okay.
first one was rejected. They said years were missing. And then me and Kayla went over it, and I sent it again. The
Right.
last time I sent them, she said they were good. And she sent them in. And we never got no response. And now we're hearing from the Department of Human Services that the case was closed because 2021 and 2023 were missing. No, it wasn't.
Okay, so do you
Me
mind
and
if we call in
Taylor
now?
made
I'm
sure
gonna
of that.
call in with you now, if that's okay. To just confirm
Sure.
that. Okay?
Sure.
Okay. Just a second, please. Hi, can you hear me?
If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Cynthia. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Hi, this is Abigail
Melvin
calling
Jackson.
from. Okay.
And Abigail.
Okay. Can I have the spelling of the first and last name, please?
The client or Melvin, Melvin Jackson, Jackson.
Okay, and am I speaking with Mr. Melvin?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right, bear with me one moment. All right, now I need to obtain some personal information regarding the person applying for these services. Please note we will not speak to anyone in regards to your application without your written or verbal permission. And Mr. Melvin, may I please have your date of birth?
July 31st, 1954.
Okay, thank you. And may I please have your address?
4118 Orchard Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19124, Apartment B.
All right, thank you. Okay, and thank you. And how may I assist your call today?
Yeah, I put
Hi,
in an application. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Gabby. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. I just wanted to make sure you can hear now. Yeah. Melvin sent in his financial documents, and you're waiting for the approval from the county. They said he is missing months January and July from 2021 to 2023. Sorry, 21 and 23, not 2022. Anyway, I am looking back at the financial documents that were sent in, and I do see some financial sent in from those months. So I want to be sure that they receive those and they still aren't missing anything.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
I'm Abigail
from Family First, who's going to be my service provider.
Family First Care, the home care agency.
Okay, Family First Home Care.
Family First Care, not Home Care. That's a different agency.
Family First Care, okay. And Ms. Abigail, how do you spell your first and last name, please?
Abigail, and the first initial is N.
And what is your job title?
Enrollment coordinator.
All right, thank you. And stay with me one moment. Okay. And do you mind if I put you on a brief hold?
Hello?
Yes.
Do you mind if I put you on a brief hold? Okay. All right. Thank you.
take this stuff on. It don't feel good.
I'm still researching, so just bear with me another couple minutes, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
In my wallet and put my pants across my chair where they belong.
Okay, thank you for holding, and let me look to see what is needed here. Okay, so it looks like we received so it looks like we received some bank statements. Let's see, hold on. And Mr. Melvin, did you receive a letter stating what else you needed?
No.
Okay. Let's see here. Go back. Okay. Okay. Hi, I'm still on the line.
Bear with me one moment.
No problem. I just have to take another call. So, Melvin, if you don't mind calling me back after to let me know how that, what happened, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. No problem.
All right. Let me see what we have. Mr. Melvin, are you still there?
Yes, I'm right here. Do you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can. Let me see.
Hello?
Here. Yes, I'm here. Let me see. See when. See if I can find it here. Okay. So this was back in. Back this far. Okay. Okay. So not incoming. Okay. So it looks like you can tell me if you submitted this. All income, including Social Security and pension.
Yes.
All bank statements from January 2024 to present.
Yes.
All semi-annual bank statements for 2021, 2022, and 2023.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Proof of all transactions over, proof of transactions of $500 or more. And then it says.
There were no transactions over $500 or more.
Okay. And you did let them know that then?
I talked to them yesterday.
Okay. And then all other resources such as IRA, life insurance with face cash value, burial contacts.
I never got a letter, and they never asked me about my life insurance.
Okay. So it looks like.
Four-hour access my information. It's online. Evidence.com. The benefits calls may be recorded for quality. Let's find out why you're calling today. Say anything. For example, is my medication covered or I need to find a doctor?
Over the counter. Yes.
Sorry.
Mr. Melvin?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I lost you for a minute here. So you have Colonial Pen, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, so they would need that, and then?
No, but they said they closed, they rejected the application on the 20th.
Yes. Yes, because they don't have all the documentation
okay.
that they needed. So you can still turn in the documentation that they need.
Could you hold a minute?
And then it would,
No, not you. Yeah, could you hold a minute, please? Hold on. So they told me to apply another application I did yesterday with you guys.
No, you didn't need to do a new application. You just needed to hand in.
Oh, what they want? Okay, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, yeah. You just need to hand in to submit what they need.
Mm-hmm. You need what?
So, I'm sorry?
I hung up the other line. I can hear you now.
Okay. So, yeah, just all you need is to submit what they need and what they don't have.
Which is my insurance information and what else?
So your life insurance from Colonial Penn with a face and cash value, they need, let me see. And, yeah, they need a letter for that. And then your Social Security income, hold on, only provide a current statement that shows your Social Security income being deposited and balanced.
Okay.
Okay. And then you did all the other statements, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So yeah, that's all is what they need from you, okay?
Okay. I'll take care of that today.
Okay. And then do you have any other questions for me?
No, cuz it's going to be a couple of days before Colonial Penn sends out my letter, right?
You would have to call Colonial Penn.
Yeah, I'll call them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
all right.
That's about it. Thank you, young lady.
You're welcome. And would you like to participate in the customer satisfaction survey, Mr. Melvin?
No, I'm doing like 9 things at a time.
Okay, that's fine. And thank you for speaking with me today, and thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Again, my name is Cynthia, and you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.